Okay. So we're really up to now, really the last shot, there you go. So we're up to the last little, the last section really of Hakdama. So, okay, Bez Hashem, we have to, Elzman, be Kseder with this, I'm talking to myself, and we'll be able to Bez Hashem finish. We have to think about the next Limud. Once you go through the Hakdama of something, Mistama, then you want to go through the actual thing itself. But we'll see. Not sure. We'll see. Okay, we'll figure it out. Yeah, we might have to keep on waiting, but we'll see. Start the page. We're up to page Yud Gimel. So let's see. By the left side, the new paragraph. Vini Anova Yirmiyo. So Bekitzer, the bulk of this Hakadama until now. Kimat, the whole thing has been Chaim Vital sort of crying and mourning and bemoaning over the fact that, like, the Ikar is Pnimis HaTorah, which allows a person to serve Hashem for the sake of the Shechina, and that's been neglected. And he went through Barichas, the different categories of Yidden. You have Amei Oretz, you have Tamidei Chachamim and Nigla, you have Tamidei Chachamim and Nister, and each one of them is really not doing their job in terms of getting to the point, getting to the Nakuda. So until now, it's been a little bit sad. But now he begins to pick it up by saying, but Baruch Hashem, the Arizal came to the world, so now we're good. So that's basically going to be the aside. So let's see it together. Vinik. Hanavi Yirmiyo al Vashalom. So the Navi Yirmiya, again, if you remember, a lot of the shmuz that Chaim Vital had was based on a couple of psukim in Sefer Yirmiya, talking about, again, how every type of yid has to take responsibility for the length of galus. So those were a couple of psukim in Sefer Yirmiya. So now he continues to the next part. After Yirmiyo prophesizes these psukim that we've been talking about, so Sayim ben Nechama, he ends with comfort. V'amar, and the pasuk says that Yirmiyo then says, Ki koyamar Hashem, so says Hashem, Shemama tiya kol haaretz, desolate will be the whole world, but v'kol layasa, but completely destroyed it won't be. Completely destroyed it won't be. That's Nechama. It's Nechama. V'amar, could be worse, right? V'amar. So he says like this, break down the pasuk. Ki koyamar Hashem, shemama tiya kol haaretz v'kala lo yasa. What's ki koyamar Hashem? The word ki always means because, right? That's how you translate ki usually. So what does it mean? So what is the word ki, like, sort of connects? It's like flowing. It's a word that connects something. This, because of that. So he says like this, Vukadei Lektaretz Kushiachas. What Yirmiyo is coming to do is to answer a question. Why? What's the question? Kilel Amar, earlier he said, Re'isi Vehine Ein Ha'adam. Right? That was one of the psukim that he darshan before, that Yirmiyo says, I see, and there's no, the man is not here. There's no, again, as he explained before, it means that those neshamas that are called Adam Dik and Neshamas, people that are connected to Pnimis HaTorah, but they're still not doing it the way it's supposed to be, connected to the Nakuda, to the Shechina, it's not 100%. So the Adam is not there. So that was the pasuk that we saw before. So no one really knows this wisdom of Pnimis HaTorah, and again, what the Tachlis is, what the Nakuda is, it's not doing its job. And there's no one bringing out there's no one guiding Pnimis HaTorah or people in Pnimis HaTorah in a way that gets them to the Tachlis. That's what the pasuk said. Vimkein. So Miata Salkatai Techloimar. So now, so after saying that, so now you might think, Shadon Potter, Umutter Melasasik B'chachmazais. So now we might as well just give up. And there's no hope. Because if no one knows how to do it, then there's, and if no one chaps the way in which to experience and to learn Pnimis HaTorah properly, then we might as well just give up, because if there's no one knows how to do it, then how could anyone figure it out? So acher she'ein mi she'ilamdenu, if there's no one that could teach you lahiris lam rashi prakir, to give you even the keys, right? So if no one could teach it to you, then there's no hope for you to figure it out on your own. So finished. Vim kabbal and a kabbal. If there's someone to receive it from, then we'll receive it. Vim lav eich nuchel a kabbal. It's called kabbalah, right? Kabbalah means to receive. So if there's no one giving it to you, then how are you supposed to get it? Lachin amar b'loshin nesinas tam. So to answer that sort of question that you might feel after reading the psukim of Musar, So, and of destruction. So now, to give us to answer that question, now the pasuk says, "Ki ein enikach." That's not correct. Ma'ishat chayshev, like you would think. Because Hashem does not come overbearingly with His creations. In other words, Hashem doesn't demand of us things that are impossible. Rather, ki koyim Hashem. So, rather, this is the truth. Shema matia kol aretz, meaning it's taka true. It's desolate. Yirtza, meaning ki afal pish asid aretz liyos shemama. And even though it's taka true, the world is desolate. She'ein as b'chach mazu, and the vast majority of people don't know Pnimus HaTorah, and those that do aren't necessarily engaging with it properly and aren't using it to its fullest potential. I'll call that, but with that being said, v'kola yasa, destruction there won't be. Destruction won't be. Ki Hashem tzvakeith ha'yisr lanu sarid kimat, because Hashem will always remain, always leave behind or give us that little bit that, you know, to hold on to. Ish rasha m'kol dar v'dar, a person, someone in the generation, heim rav heimat, whether it be a lot of people, a small amount of people, there's always going to be some kibbutz, so to speak, remaining in every generation that get the point. There's always going to be that. And even in this last generation, lo yimasnu, Hashem hasn't rejected us, lo yigalnu, He hasn't been disgusted by us, lahavir brisa chas v'shalom, to reject, you know, to overturn His covenant. Like we saw in the Zohar, that the Zohar predicts that with all the desolation and the disconnection from Pnimis, the Bedar Basra, the Saif Yumai, the last generation, the end of days, the Isparnason Mihai Chibura, that there'll be a Parnasa, we'll be able to support ourselves spiritually from this Chibur of the Zohar, Ubegine Itmar, and regarding this book, the Zohar, Pnimis HaTorah, it says in Pasuk, Kras and Drab Aretz, that freedom will be called out to the world, Kanal, like we saw before. Gam Bazar Parshas Vayera. The Bazar also says in Parshas Vayera, Kad Yehi Karv L'Yom Mashiach, when it'll become close to the days of Mashiach, Afilu Revoi Da'alma, even young people of the world, Zemin and Lashkacha, Razin Tamir D'Chachmas, they'll be able to find true secrets of Torah. So again, we're not talking about understanding fancy things. We're talking about learning Pnimus HaTorah, but to the point, like the whole Hakdam was talking about, for the Shechina, for Elikus, to get Mashiach, to become humble and Ayve Yisrael and so on. So the Zohar predicts that before Mashiach comes, even young people will be able to get to that place. Harim Avur, so comes out. Sha'arata hayu divri chachman sazar in alamim. Right, so until now, and until the last generation, all the words of the Zohar are hidden. And it's becoming more and more rare and more desolate and ha'adam ayin, and there's no one that chaps, and like everything we saw until now. But Ubadar Basrob in the last generation, Tizgal of Tisparsi, Chachma Zeis. Ironically, in the last generation, this Chachma will become more revealed and popular. Via Vino, via Skil Brazia Torah, and they'll understand and the secrets of Torah, Mashallah Yasig Ubadar Sakaidman Elainu, what was not understood in earlier generations. Again, like I mentioned, you know, like we've been saying, that even if the phenomenon of Yuridis Hadaris, of the descent of the generations, even if it's true in Pnimis HaTorah in terms of understanding the technicalities, you know, because, you know, there's one of those, meaning like this, there's a strength, there's a little bit of a kash. What's the kash? Kash is that the Sfarim will tell you that when it comes to, that Yiridus HaDaris is a rule for Nigla. But when it comes to Nister, it's not a rule. Nister Fakeret, the Koti Zohar, is becoming more increased as generations go on. But the problem is that, like, your eyes tell you not like that. Because it's true, Taka, that there's more people studying Pnimus HaTorah than ever before. But that's also true with Nigla. There's more people studying Niglas HaTorah than ever before. Our great-great-grandfathers didn't learn Gemara. Our great-great-grandfathers, most of them didn't know how to read. Or maybe they knew how to read, but they just knew the Siddur or whatever. So I use HaTorah. So that means there's more people learning Nigla now than ever before. There's no, you know, all these... It's for sure. You're the Sadaris. So they'll tell you, yeah, there's more people learning, but the quality of the learning is much less than those that learned in the early generations. Well, that's the same thing for Nister also. So there's more people learning Nister, but there's no question about it that it's not, the Mekubalim of nowadays are not like the Mekubalim of yesteryear. So what's the chilek between Nigla and Nister? Again, everyone always says Nigla is where you're the Sadaris exists, but Nister is not. But it's not true. It seems to be the same pattern. I'll give you a riot. Yeah, in learning. That's the sense of pshat.
The percentage of nigle, there's a bigger percentage of nigle, there's a bigger percentage of nister being learned than it was, than it used to be.
Same thing with nigle.
There might be more people learning.
So say, what?
If years ago there were 100 people and 90 people were learning nigle, and today there's 1,000 people and 900 people, it's the same percentage. Years ago, there was 100 people, only 10% were learning.
I don't know about that.
And now there's 1,000 people and 900 people are learning Nister, percentage-wise.
And that's what it means when they say there's no use of Daris by Nister, or it's the opposite effect, that it's increased with time. First of all, I don't know if those numbers are accurate. I mean, I think...
I think
the numbers are certainly vastly greater now than it used to be, both in Nigla and Nister, and the quality of the learning is vastly less, both in Nigla and Nister. I'll give an example. Rav Sraya Deblitzky Zatzal. So he has in one of his Svarim, he talks about, in the Arizal, there's Kavanis to have, let's say by Shaifer, right? So you have, let's say, Tashrat, right? So you have Tkia, Shvarim Trua, Tkia. So there's Kavanis for Tkia, there's Kavanis for Shvarim, there's Takanis for Trua, there's Takanis for the Tkia. So, and they're complicated, they're long. So the Rav Sraya has a mimer. One of his svarim is that how do you do the kavanas for the shvarim and the trua? You're supposed to usually do the kavanah, you do the mitzvah, and then while you do the mitzvah, and then continuing after, you have the kavanas. But you're not supposed to make a hefzik between the shvarim and the trua, right? So it's like, I blow the tekiah, I have kavanas. Fine. It could take 5 minutes, right? I blow a shvarim, and then I have kavanas for shvarim, and it takes 5 minutes, and then I get to the trua. You're not supposed to be masik between the shvarim and the trua. So he has tires about what to do. Maybe have the kavanas of the trua, like maybe do it after the trua, figuring how to do it. But at the end of the mimer, he has a question. He says, why am I the first one asking this? Why am I the first one asking this? What happened? Why in the early generations? Why don't we find by the Rashash, v'chul, by those early Mekubalim? Like, why am I the first one? So he says the answer is because they were so, holding that it didn't take 5 minutes for the kavanah. You didn't even notice. But nowadays, because we're not as great as them, so now it takes much longer. And so now that it takes much longer, now we have a problem. So how are you going to do the kavanahs for the shvarim and the kavanahs for the true without hefsik between the two of them? What do you see? That they were much greater in the early generations, and it's not good true. So what do we do?
There are no chidushim nowadays.
Huh?
There are no chidushim.
But in Nister,
that's
the Yiris Adairis. But here's the Shaila. The Svarim always tell you that the Yiris Adairis for Nigla. There's no Yiris Adairis for Akir. But in Nister, it's the opposite. It's not Yiris Adairis. It's getting better as generations go on. But the problem is, I don't understand. In terms of how many people are learning it, Nigla and Nister is the same. Just like so if you're going to tell me there's an increase in Nister, there's an increase in Nigla too. And if you're talking about quality of learning, and that's why there's a decrease in Nigla, well, there's a decrease in Nister too. What exactly is the chilik? What does it mean when the Svarim said that there's no Yidus Adaris in Nister, or it's fakert, it's even getting better?
Is it learning or is it lifestyle?
I think it's this point of the Nakuda, of chapping what the Inyan is about. I think that's the point. Of course, in terms of the... Even Nister has a nigla to it. Right? What's the nigla of Nister? Kavanas, technicality. That is Yudhis Adaris. But in the real side, which is what is this about? What type of person am I become? Like that nukuda of becoming more bittel and Avos Yisrael and it changing the lifestyle of the person, that there is an increase with Nister. Increase, huh?
Not
a nigla. Well, there's Nister. Well, that nakuda can be found in nigla too.
That's the key. You think you have it, you still have to jump back.
Yeah, yeah.
You know it exists.
We always say that tzidus is like it's not the meanest of the thing.
That's
a question that has in today's dar that's becoming more and more developed as a practical application.
Exactly, because that's the nakuda. That's when we say sight. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about sophisticated kavanas. That is really nigla, but it's that essential, except for that nakuda, that essential point of what Yiddishkeit is truly about, of doing things for the sake of Hashem, for the sake of Klal Yisrael, and just that nekuda, that is the true definition of what Tzayit is, and that increases as generations go on.
Because it can't be revealed, but it runs everything.
Yeah, and that, mm-hmm. And that's the essence of what happens when Mashiach comes, and that's the change.
That is qualitatively stronger now than either Shash.
I wouldn't point to an individual and say better than someone right, like the Rosh Hashanah because you're talking about. But in terms of its ability to be grasped, you always had individuals that grasped the newer generations, but you know because these were Mashiachic neshamas. But in terms of its graspability and being able to become absorbed by everybody, it's increased with time. It's increasing with time.
It's application, meaning that its ability to be applied, let's say.
That's also true. The ability to apply something, like Chaim Brisker always said, right? If you understand, how do you know if you really get something? Whether you can explain it, whether you can, you know, give it kalim. Right, if you can make it practical, that means you really get it.
Like the Rebbe always says, like let's say when we learn the Kutumar, you think about these things in the early 1800s, meaning on that level, the application was so limited
right.
as opposed to today.
When something is very, very real, when it's fully, fully grasped in the soul, then it can be, it can be brought all the way down. When you're connected to something, like when it's the thing itself, then you can bring it all the way down. So that's the increase. So
it could the nigla decrease be because of the nigla? Like,
yeah, there's. That's usually the way it goes. There's only so much.
Really, you read this. It's just a.
It's a shift. It's a shift in strength. Yeah. In skills. It's not like a sum total decrease. It's shifting focus.
Why is this there more now?
Because ultimately the real time period for Nistar is time of Mashiach. So we're moving away from Har Sinai, right? But we're getting closer to Mashiach. So you read the Siddurus as a phenomenon when it comes to, like, as you move farther from something, from the source, then it trickles out. But when it comes to Pnimis HaTorah and real side, the source is coming, not from behind. That's why it's an amazing thing. When it comes to side, you'll have this, like, argument from one extreme to the other. You'll have some tzaddikim, and like we're learning right now, this whole Akdamah, which is Pnimis HaTorah Sa'id is the ikr, you have to do it, the Mashiach, it's like the whole, it's every Jew. And then at the other side of the spectrum, you'll have tzaddikim say, no, Ein Lanu Esek V'Nistaris, it's not our Inyan, after you're 40 years old. But so, is it such extremes? The answer is because this Torah of Sa'id is not from now. It's really from Yemos HaMashiach reverberating towards us. So if your neshama is from Mashiach times, then your perspective is going to be Nistar is the Iker. But if you're more of a Golistic neshama, then what's your perspective? Your perspective is going to be, of course, Sa'id is amazing, but it's not for us. And they're both true, but it just depends on when you are, right? That's really what it depends on.
It's interesting that it's not even really a Rida for Nistar, because in a sense, before the Arizal was almost gone, Mamash, and now it's just a big resurgence. You never really had that in England.
No.
It's almost like a Sevikate Tekele Verosh.
The idea of there being like a re-blossoming and a re-emergence, that is unique to Pnimis mm-hmm. HaTorah. So let's just finish the paragraph and we'll stop. So he says, Mavur, so it comes out, again, so it comes out that in earlier generations, the words of the Zohar were hidden. And it'll be understood, and they'll grasp what was not perceived in earlier generations. Again, this is what I'm trying to say. What do you mean that they'll understand what was in? Again, I guess when you compare from the Arizal to 100 years before the Arizal, this is true for sure. But on a larger scale, we're not understanding more than the earlier generations in sight. But the answer is, in the essence of sight, we will. And this will remove the question or the taina that those that are of simple minds ask, which is the generations are getting better. What do you mean? Things are getting worse. People are less Bali Madriga than they used to be. If early generations didn't have such Pinimis HaTorah and such tools to get there, V'loyesigua, and they didn't reach it, Eichnei Da'isan Achlu, how are we going to? Ubezeh, Yisakar P'yem, but this silences their complaint. Because, again, this is the nature of Sight. This is the nature of Sight, that it's really a Mashiach Dika Torah. And as we get closer to Mashiach, then we're actually getting closer to the source. But what is the Sight that we're getting closer to? Complicated mathematical formulas of divine names? No, I mean, not more than complicated formulas of Rajbas and Rambans. I don't know. When Mashiach comes, we'll understand everything. But the Ikr Nekuda of the Torah of Mashiach is this inyan of connecting to Hashem in Torah. Of connecting to Hashem in Torah. And that aspect of connecting to Hashem in Torah, what that feels like and what that experience is, that is the true essence. That's true sight. And again, like we said before, the section of Torah that we call Kabbalah is certainly the section that is transparent, that is the most transparent to allow this nekuda of connecting to Hashem to be felt the most. But the point is to connect to Hashem. The point is not the mathematical formulas. And that aspect of being able to, of wanting to connect to Hashem in Torah and being able to find Him in Torah, that increases as the generations move on. Again, this is what you find nowadays, is that people, it's not just that more people are learning, but within learning, more people are interested in finding Hashem in their learning more than ever before. And that's Sight. That's the secret. That's the secret. And that increases because that's truly Taras HaMashiach. Okay, Mr. Shah, continue tomorrow.